This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock and co-host Kevin Bowersock. Today's show is brought to you by West Escondido, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian and Kevin at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your Auto Talk host, Brian Bowersock.
All right, good morning, folks, and welcome to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock. In the house with me is my co-host, Mr. Kevin Bowersock.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
We got all kinds of new things going this morning. Not only are we on The Answer San Diego now, we are also on KPRZ, which is actually four channels.
That's
and
good.
I just can't tell you what they all are. One's 1170, one is 1210. I don't know what the FM ones are. I can't remember. 96.1.
FM 96.1 for The Answer, FM 106.1 for KPRZ.
And FM 106.1. So there you go. I got it.
There
I remembered
go.
Them all. So you can listen from any station. Or now we're all podcasted, and there is no way I'm going to tell you the list of places you can pick up the podcast, because it's like 12 different places long. One of them is radio.com. You can go to iHeart. You can go to Spotify has it too now.
Google search it.
Yeah, Google search it.
Yep.
Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, and you will find the podcast wherever you want. So you can do that, or you can just go to our website, which is westautomotivegroup.com, click on Auto Talk Radio, and they're right there too. So we're all over the place. Just can't get away from us. No matter what, you can download and listen to us.
Right, right.
Find us where you want and find us where you will. Anything else to say to that? Nope, that's it. Okay, we're good. All right, folks, thanks for joining us this morning. You can give us a call with anything automotive related. It's 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. We do appreciate you joining us. We're here to talk about anything automotive vehicle related. If you have questions or concerns about your vehicle, then pick up the phone and give us a call. We're happy to talk to you. Right, Kevin?
Yep.
All right. It is hot here in the studio today.
Well,
somebody needs to turn up the air conditioning.
Actually, just this room. It was fine.
Just this room?
The Garden Talk people were complaining the same thing.
And, well, yeah. I think it's like about 79 degrees in here or something. But maybe the equipment is warming up the room. But it's all good. So anyway, folks, we appreciate you joining us this morning. Today, we are talking about keeping critters out of your car. As we, I know right now, it's not near the problem in the summertime, but as we eventually head into December, January, February, March, when the weather does change here a little bit and we get a little bit of moisture and a little chilly in the morning, in the evening, these critters start to look for a nice place to nest up, and your car is an awesome place for them. It's not awesome for you. It's an awesome place for them. So, we're going to kind of talk about ways to prevent that. But you can give us a call here with anything automotive related at all. Doesn't have to be related to this. And that is at 888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. I do want to remind folks, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission up at taking care of folks up in North County for over 28 years now. At 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido, we're AAA approved and STAR certified for smog for the state of California up there. That's, like I said, over 28 years up there in North County in Escondido. And then West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission out in East County, taking care of folks over there, heading up 7 years now, over 7 years. 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon, AAA approved and smog certified out there, taking care of folks. And West Kearney Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, right over there in central San Diego. Taking care of folks over there for going over 3 years now. AAA approved and smog certified also. And then, of course, our newest location, West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. We'll be coming up on 2 years on that bad boy shortly as we roll into 2021. But 5726 Miramar Road and Eastgate Mall, right in the Golden Triangle across the freeway from where we're at now. AAA approved and STAR certified for smog, taking care of folks over there for, like I said, over a year since we merged Dan's story in with ours. All of us at the West Automotive Group, myself, my employees, and everybody come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason, and that is we all believe in the same philosophy. We never put money ahead of people. Very important to us. So if you need your vehicle serviced or repaired, stop in and see us and find out what quality automotive service and repair is all about. And we're also proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit. We have several different options for you in that to try to help folks out. We know things are kind of tough right now with can be tough for folks right now with what's all been going on with the whole COVID situation in this year. So we're here to help you any way we can. You actually get one of those cards from us. You can continually use it. And it's nice to have 6 months to be able to pay for your auto repairs where there's no interest. So it's a great way to go and a good card to have. So and can be used for your auto repair and keeps your other cards. If you use other credit cards, it keeps them free for other important things that you may need them for. So make sure and ask about getting one of our West Automotive Group 6 month no interest credit cards. Good stuff. We're helping out that way. And then also we're taking a couple extra steps these days to make sure, since the COVID started, about sanitizing keys and wiping everything down and getting your car back to you. You know, you can rest assured that it's been cleaned and that, and wiped down anything that was touched to make sure that we're keeping everybody safe. And you stop into our stores, all the employees are wearing masks as required, and just safe. We do tend to set up times for folks to come in so we don't get too many people stacked up in there, keeping our social distancing going. So we're here to help you, though, any way we can. So just give us a shout, and we'll be happy to help you out. You can also take advantage of our CertiCare transmission diagnosis if you want to bring your vehicle in. Great thing to do. If you think you're having a transmission problem, get it in and let us check it out. That way, we see way too many vehicles that have been recommended to have a transmission repair done, and it's not transmission related. So important. We also have free shuttle rides to or from work or home. We'll drop you off. We'll pick you back up. We do that all the time, and we have low-cost rental vehicles at all four locations. Go to westautomotivegroup.com, and from there you can check out what we're all about. You can also become a follower on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter from there. So that's westautomotivegroup.com, and just check us out. You can also go check out the Auto Talk Radio, which you're listening to now, all the segments. And from there, you can also check out the Auto Man segments, which I'm the Auto Man on the CW on Fridays, CW News, Friday morning, Friday evening. And then also I'm the Auto Man on Fox 5 News on Wednesday mornings. So you can check those out there. If you don't catch it on the news, you can always just go there and see all the segments. Good stuff. You can also email us anytime, autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. That's autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. We're here to help you out. But this morning, give us a call, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. All right, Kevin, we're talking about critters, right?
Yep.
Critters. You like critters, huh?
Well,
not in your car, though, huh?
Well, I don't have much problem with my car, but at this time of year, because I got avocado trees and stuff.
Oh, you do that? Yeah, those are great places for rats to.
Well, especially at this time,
they get fat, huh?
Well, besides that, even when it's this hot out, they're looking for water and shade, and
they are, yeah.
So, or a cooler place, so they're
definitely not looking for a hot motor like they are when it's raining.
No, they're trying to get underneath the house right now where it's cool.
Yeah, great, that's awesome. But they can cause havoc on a vehicle.
Yes.
Ooh, yeah.
And cause havoc on anything.
Yeah, truly. Truly. So, and it's not, so not only, but I mean, there's rats and mice, and we still get bunnies and squirrels and things like that in cars too, right?
Yes.
And they chew on everything too.
Yes.
And let me tell you, if you start up a car and there's a bunny on the motor and you drive somewhere and open the hood, when the bunny comes out of there, he is not happy.
He's pissed off.
Oh, no, that was not a nice word to use.
I'm just saying.
He's a very angry bunny. So, actually, we've seen that happen, and it's not funny. Like, you bring a car in for service, and it's in the wet time of year, and you open the hood, and out comes a bunny that is not happy, because he's been riding on the hot motor from wherever he came from, and he's not a happy bunny. Right? Same thing with rats, though.
I'm trying to think. That was Jerry that opened the hood, and that rabbit looked at him and just...
And it freaked him out.
He had laser eyes, stared at him.
He came flying out of there, too, and went hoppity, hoppity, hoppity right out of the shop. Yeah, he was... he almost got attacked by a bunny.
Well, this is a problem, too, because people bring their cars in. We got to keep exterminating rats at the shop.
Well, that's why we have. So one of those things, if like we have those bait boxes, you know, and just in case, because we get cars where people have groves and things like that.
They
and
bring them in.
Yeah. We open the hood and boom, out they come or, the, you know, whatever. So we have to have those so that and by having those, they go to those we don't have, right? Otherwise they could, you could end up with a lot of them.
But it's a continuous problem for us. We have to keep on it so that we don't end up with infestation.
Yeah, exactly. So we bait box the heck out of those things. And that is because obviously they get, jump off the car, they run out outside the shop. There's grass. Wood. I mean, on the, you know, every shop there's
like
an
a wooded area.
There's a little wood. Well, it's not that big, but there is a little wooded area, you know, and all it takes is one spot and one drain pipe, and they can start having a family, you know.
Yes.
I don't know how they do that, but if it's one rat, where'd the other one come from, you know? I don't know. But anyway, those things can live almost anywhere. That's part of the problem, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, so you just never know. So the point to that is obviously a couple things. We try to keep everything cut down in a way so we don't have to deal with it. And the other thing is that you poison them. I mean, you have to. You have no options, right?
Yes.
So not the bunnies and not the squirrels. They can't get into those bait boxes. It's just for the rats and mice. But those are the two vermin you really want to keep away because they will wreak havoc on a car.
Well, they'll chew the wiring, chew the radiator hoses.
They chew anything.
The plastic, because a lot of cars have plastic intakes. And, you know, because of fuel economy, they're going to plastic. They got to lighten the car up.
Exactly.
I mean, this is a... And I love it. People always ask, well, why do they do this plastic stuff? Well, that'd be the federal government because they're forcing them to get better gas mileage. So that's why they're doing it.
Yeah, well, they have to.
Yes, they have to comply.
Well, mandates.
Yes. Yeah,
for fuel mileage. Correct.
So this is why we have plastic stuff. And then they like to chew on the plastic stuff. Next thing you know, you have an antifreeze leak and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah. They chew on all kinds of things. The good news is I've been reading a lot of manufacturers now have now engineered the wire coating that it tastes bad to them. So car manufacturers, so they're creating that they've added something to it, like a bitterment or something.
I'm trying to remember.
Honda had a big problem.
Well, but Honda has, I can't remember what they have a part number or something that actually has that in it. You order it and that way the smell or whatever deters. I remember because I was looking through it.
Well, that's because Honda back in had the worst problem with rats and mice chewing their wiring. Something about the way they made their wiring was like attractive to rats and mice. So they would like jump on a car. And if you think about it, I mean, we fixed plenty of cars that have had rat and mice damage, different models. We used to fix a lot of Hondas that had a lot. It was like they were drawn to it, like the Pied Piper or something, man.
Right.
And they'd come in that. So
I can't remember what part it was, though, that they actually had a part number on that had rat that had like rat poison in the wiring or whatever it was.
Oh, so yeah. It was probably a Honda thing. But
it was. It actually had a Honda part number on and everything.
Gotcha. There's several manufacturers now, though, that have gone to creating engineering in to their harnesses to prevent them from chewing on it. So it doesn't taste good. I don't know what it is. I don't know that it's poison. But it definitely is not a delicacy to them like it used to be.
Well, that's the problem, too. You don't want to poison them in your engine compartment either.
You don't want to poison them in your dash, that's for sure.
Well, that's the thing. They crawl in somewhere they die, and then they stink. So it's not a good idea to do that, neither.
Definitely not. All right. On that note, we're going to take our first break. Give us a call here, 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego and K-Praise. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Brian Bowersock, and Mr. Kevin Bowersock is here, too.
Okay.
What?
Good morning.
Good morning. We're talking about rats and mice.
Ugh.
Things your vehicle does not like and can cause havoc for sure. But give us a call here. Anything automotive related. 888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. We'd love to talk about cars.
I guess everybody's cars running.
We were just talking
today
about that Mini Cooper that you just fixed this morning, right?
I don't.
You don't want to talk about the Mini Cooper you fixed? Well, things that the reason I brought it up is because earlier we were talking a little bit about, you know, damaged things. This is not a rat or mice thing on that thing, but causing issues like that somebody could diagnose that, oh, it needs a transmission, but it was actually corrosion on the harness pins where the harness plugs into the trans wiring harness, right?
Yes.
And the pins were all corroded and yes, green, right?
Yes.
Causing high resistance and voltage drops.
Yes.
Which will cause what? It not to work right.
Well, yeah, I was going into limp mode.
You caught setting codes going into limp mode. Exactly. So one of those things, if misdiagnosed, you could end up with a transmission for a wiring harness, right? And we put a wiring harness in it and sent her down the road back to Vegas where she came from.
Yes.
Yep. So she's all happy cruising in her Mini. What? Which is another name for BMW.
Because BMW had like their own in the auto park right down the street. They had their own Mini store. I'm assuming they're not selling it. No, that they don't. That building, Volvo was moving into that building now.
Oh, they are?
Yeah. So I'm assuming.
But Mini moved into where the BMW thing, the sales thing was. That's where they moved all the Minis to.
Yeah, but they're
servicing the Minis at BMW now.
Yeah, but they're used. So I'm assuming that BMW doesn't have the business they used to have. That they're downsizing it a little bit.
Well, it's not BMW. It's a Mini may not have the business that it had. That was a big store though for Mini, and I think BMW owned that store. I think Mini was just like
don't get me wrong. I think they still sell them, but I mean their big explosion I think was more of a fad, and they kind of went through it.
Maybe.
So well, now they're so now because they have them at the BMW used, so they're using Mini BMW used cars and.
Oh, there you go.
So.
But
I don't think they're big enough to own their own booth.
BMW in Escondido owns the Mini store. So and what they did is they combined where the BMW service department is. They're servicing the Minis and all that there, for warranty and stuff. And then you're right. They had it all in its own building, but that was a pretty big building.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think they sell as I don't think.
I wonder
Mini's
if they're going to move into the Volvo store.
I don't know because Volvo's still in that building too. I noticed.
Oh,
the parking lot's still full even with Volvo.
Which is funny because I know Volvo's not a. I mean I know like people like them and buy them, but they don't move like a lot of other models. I wouldn't think.
Well.
I don't know, but they painted that whole store black just for Mini Cooper.
I know that
the whole building is black.
And if Volvo's moving in there, they're not gonna keep it black. So,
gotcha.
Who knows?
Who knows? Maybe they are.
That actually used to be the old BMW place.
That
a long
was the
time
BMW ago. Service department and sales. Yes,
that's what
right.
I thought a long time ago. Yeah,
it was a long time ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Originally, but now they're in. Their sales is that building right across the street from it.
Uh-huh.
And it's that was built to be.
That was Volkswagen a long time ago.
Well, before that, it was Volkswagen initially. That's what they built that building for. I remember when there was no building there. Remember?
Yeah.
It was just like a little dirt lot in the middle of the auto parkway. So anyway,
interesting.
Yep. All good. All right. Let's grab Alan in Chula Vista real quick. You there, Alan?
Morning, guys.
What's happening?
This is a real timely topic. I was just talking to a friend of mine that lives out in the Campo.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't remember the name of this, but you guys have talked about it before. It's some kind of peppermint treatment you put under the hood of a car or truck that isn't moving.
Yep. Pure extract peppermint oil.
What's the name of it?
Pure extract peppermint oil.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what you put in. Oh, no. So there's if you're asking about there's cans and it's called Guard Father LLC, and you can Google it. You can actually buy them off of in these little cans have these bags in them, and they come loaded with peppermint oil. And then you can just, and what I do is I then just buy, I have some of those on a car that I keep parked, and I just buy peppermint oil also, and then I just reload them, and just you can unscrew the cap on them, reload the little bags in there, soak them with peppermint oil and put them back. But these little cans come, and they're pretty cool. And
they got magnets on the back. Yeah. So you can put them to firewall or...
Yes, correct. So that's the thing. And then you can just set them different spots in the car where there's metal and they'll stick to all over the engine compartment. So usually I put three in a car and under the hood. And if you do that, then it surely keeps them away. But they're loaded with pure extract peppermint oil. Yeah, and they're just little cans. And you can and actually that company sells them through Amazon too.
Okay. If you're going to drive the vehicle and you have those under the... say on the firewall, do you have to remove them or
nope? They got really strong magnets on them. They just stay there. So yeah, I just leave them on the car. I have one on the on this car. It's on the intake manifold, and then one on each fender well under the hood there, and reload them all the time. And it just keeps the rats and mice away. They don't like the smell of pure extract peppermint oil. And you'll smell a little bit of it in the passenger compartment, but to us, it smells good. It doesn't smell bad. So, and it's not, and there's no physical harm to folks. So it's a great way to keep a natural and clean, and a good way to keep them away from you.
Does it make any difference where you put them?
Not really.
No, as long as you can find a good spot for them.
Yeah, that's what we just, yeah, look. Like I said, I usually put three under there. I find a spot that, obviously, they're not going to, you know, where the magnets can fully attach, because that way they don't ever fall off. Like, I have one on that car stuck to the brake booster, which is a nice surface for it, and it's metal, and it just stays there. And the magnets are really strong on them if you buy those.
Oh, wow. That's a great advice. I'll have to pass it along to her.
Yeah, for sure. And it will save you thousands of dollars if you,
Not only that, just the smell, because of the smell of them getting in there.
Rats and mice. Yeah, not only what they chew up, but yeah, you don't. And that's not good to breathe, obviously, the smell of the rat urine and feces. We don't want that anywhere near us. That's not healthy. So keeping them out of your car by using the pure extract peppermint oil really can save you a lot of money, and it's a lot healthier than having them around, that's for sure.
Oh, good. Hey, second question is, I'm in town in Chula Vista, mm-hmm. and I'm sure any city would have this problem. Biggest problem with cars is spiders. I've tried spraying bug killer under the wheel well.
Uh-huh.
It seems to work for a while, but they just eventually come back. Maybe they're just...
You mean a car that's parked for a while?
Yeah, if it's parked for a while or you don't drive it as often.
Gotcha, yeah.
Is there anything that's good, or is that going to be the solution? Do you just find a bug killer and just spray it under the wheel well?
Just bug killer and spray it, as far as, I don't really have any other suggestion as far as that. You know, those spiders, they go everywhere.
Yeah, they do. And I've got one car that I keep covered,
mm-hmm.
That, you know, we don't drive it as often. And they get under the car cover itself, but the only way they can get on there is to come up through the wheels, I would think.
Yeah, I don't know. Those spiders, man, they're well, I don't know how they do, because yeah, I get these big webs like off the corner of my house over to my little umbrella that's on my barbecue, and I'm like, how do they get up there? Where they swing across?
They do. If you watch them,
they're crazy.
They're like Tarzan.
Yeah, so those are tight, and I know what you mean. They get up under there. I have a car that I keep covered also. And they'll get under there, and they create those little web tunnels under there and stuff. So, yeah, they're all over the place. I don't know what to do about them.
Yeah, it's really strange, because you talk to Ken Anderson of the Garden Guys.
Uh-huh.
They'll say spiders are our friends in the garden.
Oh, yeah, well, they keep a lot of bad things away, yeah.
Well, they keep insects down.
Yeah, you don't want to, we don't really want to, kill them all. We don't want them on our car, but
if the only good they news would about, stay in the garden.
Yeah, if only they'd stay in the garden, as Kevin says. But the one good thing, about, they're unlike rats and mice, they don't leave a bunch of feces around, and they don't stink. They don't destroy things on your car, so they're kind of a nuisance, but really not, not like rats and mice, though.
Right.
No.
One and then little things can hang on, too, because when they build the webs next to your mirror, I like to see how, get out on the freeway, you're doing 70 mile an hour, and that spider's still hanging on. You're like, dang.
Amazing.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Thanks for the advice. I'll pass that guard fire thing on to my friend out in Campo and see what she can do with it.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call, Alan. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. Okay. Bye-bye. So, yep. Guardfather LLC is what it's called.
You know, the last time I went to try to buy those, you couldn't buy them.
You couldn't.
They were like out, or you know, like it's one of the, this product's not available right now, or whatever.
Huh?
They were sold out. You mean? Or
yeah, well, yeah, they were out of stock of them. I think a lot of people. I talk about this a lot, and I tell people to go there, to get them. So let's see here. I was just gonna look real quick to see. What are you doing over there?
Nothing.
No, I'm talking to Kevin Strong.
Sorry.
He's all nothing. let's see if they have them. Oh, it says currently unavailable right now. Hmm. But anyway, you can see.
I'm assuming that means out of stock. I wish they just put out of stock because it makes me wonder.
Maybe the company went out of business.
I don't know, but it's kind of like it's like a tuna can with a screw on cap.
Yeah, you can build your own. You can make one if you wanted to.
You can get them. You can get them like them flexible magnets that got the two-way tape on the back of them.
The cool thing is you can see if you can see what they look like if you go on here. So yeah, I don't know. I don't even see their website doesn't come up right now. Huh? That is weird.
That's what I was saying the last time I went and checked on it. So
yeah, I was looking. There is on Amazon. You can click and go to Amazon, and it shows them.
But then it says out of doesn't say out of stock. It says unavailable. It's just like,
huh? Yeah. So anyway,
maybe they're taking a break for a while.
Maybe, I don't know.
It'd be nice if you could do that. Just stop, yeah. Stop production for a while, then come back again.
Yep. And you can, so what you can do is take and some people on here, I think they don't, I don't know, but you can find a can and you could glue your own magnet on it. And I mean, put a strong magnet on for sure. I don't know. There's somebody on here was saying some a quarter size magnet. That's not true because the magnets on the ones I got and they're from there are big. You know, so, and I have five of those cans that I got.
So you can buy that flexible magnet stuff that's like, and you can actually cut it.
Whatever you do, peppermint oil, pure extract does work. So whether you like the cans or not or whatever, the other thing I've seen people do is soak cotton balls and like throw them on the intake manifold, stuff like that. But be careful because it's going to dry out eventually and cotton can
become edible for them.
Not only that, but catch on fire maybe too if it's in the wrong spot. So I wouldn't, you know, that's why I like the can. So you're going to have to build yourself some kind of can to hold this stuff is good.
And that peppermint oil has got to be smelling better than the rats.
Oh, God. So. It smells good. So
well, you get my point.
Yeah, exactly.
Even if you don't like that smell, it's way better than the other.
Way better than the other, for sure. For sure. All right. We're going to take our last break here real quick before we come back and finish up the hour. Give us a call here, though. 888-344-1170. This is 888-344-1170. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego and K-Praise. Right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's time to get that cup of coffee in you and get the phone in your hand. What's the phone number again?
888-344-1170. Kevin says, give us a call. 888-344-1170. Anyway.
So.
I was looking at Michelle was sitting. There was a new convertible Rolls Royce at the Miramar store, And so she took a she's like sat in the back seat of it. Obviously, that she was talking to the guy that Michelle is our fleet services manager. She's like, look at this bad boy. She's like sitting in the back seat where the RRs are on the thing, you know, and she took our Instagram photo and all. And what's funny is a bunch of people are posted under her thing. I was reading it was is like, oh, did you buy one of those? She's all, this car is like $500,000.
She should have just said,
yeah. Yeah. No, it's not. Those cars aren't $500,000, but they're expensive. No question about it.
You can be, what's that country song? You can be anything you want to be online.
oh, yeah, that is. Yeah. That's, who sings that song?
I can't think of it because that was like a mid-2000 song.
Yeah.
Where he's talking about
dude living in the basement of pizza delivery guy.
Yeah.
I'm much better online or whatever it is.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's true. You can be anything you want to be. All right, folks, give us a call. 888-344-1170. It's 888-344-1170. Yeah. I was just trying to think. So we're talking about critters, rats, mice, etc. Before we get in, heading down the road again on that, I do want to let folks know the show Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. Interstate Batteries are the highest quality batteries out there. We do not stock nor sell anything else at the West Automotive Group. If you need your vehicle a battery for your vehicle, we are Interstate suppliers. Hop on westautomotivegroup.com. That's westautomotivegroup.com. And you can... go ahead and set up an appointment and come in and we'll put an Interstate battery in your vehicle. So that's what we're there for. So check us out. They also have a battery for every other need. If you need anything that's not automotive related, you can also check them out at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or in La Mesa at 70th in University. That's Interstate Battery, a battery for every need.
The battery I use and anything I need a battery for.
That's right.
I got a lot of things that need batteries.
Do you?
Yeah. Especially in this day.
We all do.
You know what?
No, you're going to tell me that, I'm sure.
I bought a new weed eater, but I didn't buy gas when I bought a battery operator.
Well, absolutely. It's environmentally friendly, they say.
Well,
because...
To me, it's convenience. Because, like I'm saying...
You don't have to start it. You don't have to worry about a plug fouling on it. It's not even that.
You know what? I swear, every time I go... when it's my turn to cut the lawn, I'll go out there and the gas can's empty. So now I have to drive to the gas station and get gas.
That's true.
So my lawn
Do you
cutting,
have an electric lawnmower too now?
No, but I'm seriously thinking about one.
Considering it. Considering
it. That way I just put my battery checks on the charger and when I'm ready, I just...
Take them off and you're good to go.
Yep.
Yeah. No, I can see the convenience of that. But I think all those small motor things like weed eaters, stuff like that, blowers, they're going away from the gas ones to all electric ones
because of the environment.
Yeah,
I think that was already signed in where they're not allowed to sell that stuff.
Oh, I'm sure it was. And I'm sure our governor signed that in too.
I got to tell you though, I don't want my dirt bike and I don't want my truck electric. I'm just saying.
No. Well, and by 2035, you want to buy in 2034, you better buy a new truck because that'll be the last gas or diesel truck you could buy in the United States. I mean, in California, not the United States, but I guess you could go over to Arizona and buy one, huh?
Yes.
And there probably will be a big import tax on California. And then I'm going to be honest with you.
I was thinking about that too. I'm like, okay, so 2035.
Although
I'm almost 50 years old now. I'll be 65 when this kind of is
good
going.
Time to buy your last truck.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. If I buy another big 1-ton truck like that, yeah. 4-wheel drive, I probably won't buy another one. I mean, because.
Probably not. They last quite a long time.
Yeah. So I'm like.
Well, and here, you know, I do want to. So that's California. I don't even want to get into that. But anyway, so that 2035, which is what, roughly 15 years from now, by 2035, all the vehicles sold in California must be fully electric. They're not going to have any. Well, that's what he's saying. Now, listen,
I know that, but I think that rule is going to get overturned somewhere along the line.
Well, you could do that. And then before they had where if you brought a car in that wasn't a California car into California, you had to pay this. And you may not remember this.
I was in the Navy
when
that happened. They didn't change that law until like the mid-90s though.
Yeah, I think
I remember that.
And
law
there was like a fine for bringing a car. Well, they repealed that and said that wasn't, you can't do that, and it's not because these cars are sold in the United States and da 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 da. You know, so that they put a stop to that, but so what I'm thinking is that they probably won't be able to do that, but we'll. You'll go, maybe they'll come up with another way to do it, but you could go to Arizona or whatever, you can still buy a truck probably and bring it back. So we'll see. One of those things. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if everything goes electric. Either way, everything needs to be serviced and repaired. I'm not really worried about it.
Signing all kinds of new things into.
Yeah.
Right now.
I don't even go down that road. No. Not going down that rabbit hole. Anyway, so we're talking about keeping rats and mice out of your vehicle, but let's grab Al real quick in Lemon Grove, see what he's got to say. Good morning, Al.
Oh, hi there. I've got a BMW that has a check engine light on. It's a 98 528i. So I went to the parts store and they checked my error code and it comes up PO441. It says evaporative emission system incorrect purge flow.
Okay.
So I went to eBay to look it up. And it gives you about 17 different parts that it could sell. They range from $9 to $200. Now, I thought these codes were exact parts, like PO441.
No. All the codes do is tell you a system that it's picked up a fault in.
Okay.
So
you want to give him an example?
Well, I mean, there's all kinds of examples. Okay, like an oxygen sensor will set a code. There's nothing wrong with the oxygen sensor. It's actually picking up, like, it could be a lean code, which means there could be a vacuum leak, a fuel problem, a misfire.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, okay. incorrect flow could mean the solenoid's not opening.
Yeah.
Why is it not opening? Is it not getting the voltage to it, or is the solenoid actually broken? Is there a line off?
It just gives you generalities there.
Yes.
It give you a
It gives you an area to go to start testing.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Okay. The other thing is I have a hybrid car, an SUV Mercury, and I've been told that since the car's been sitting for 4 months, the hybrid battery has died. Now, do you people have any facilities for charging a hybrid battery? I'm told that they're supposed to, you can't just charge them with anything. They have to be, this is a kind of hybrid battery that charges itself. You don't have to charge it regularly.
Correct. So normally on those cars, you get the car up and start it running and the car will, system will charge the hybrid battery.
Yeah.
So So start driving it. And it will charge the hybrid battery as long as the start battery is working fine, because the car doesn't start off the hybrid battery. It starts off what's called the starter battery, which is a normal battery. And yeah. so as long as the hybrid battery is not damaged, the car will start to charge that battery, the hybrid battery, and will bring it back up to specifications.
As long as the hybrid battery's not damaged?
Correct. So in other words, so those are not a lead acid battery. So if they become discharged, the vehicle will charge the battery. So that's what it's
so. There's no way of charging it directly before it gets, because I've been told that the reason my car won't start is because the hybrid battery is dead.
No. No, I mean, not unless something's gone wrong with it. So, because those cars will start, the hybrid ones, off the starter batteries on the car. So you can start the engine up. Now, if there's a fault in the hybrid system, you're going to get all kinds of warning lights and there's going to be issues. But as far as not starting, those don't start off the hybrid battery.
Have you checked the regular battery yet?
I charged it up full.
Okay. Well, are you sure that battery's still good?
Yeah. I checked all the cells and I charged it up full, and the thing won't charge up full.
Well, let me ask you this.
If it's got dead cells in it, it won't charge.
Well, did you load test the battery? Did you have it load tested? You can have a cell that's dropping off in that thing and get a great surface voltage charge on it by charging it up. So you can still have an issue with the battery. I'm just curious. When you say won't start, does the car make any attempt to start?
No,
you
turn it just clicks. It just clicks.
Could be a starter too.
Could be a starter gone wrong. Could be there's something.
Yeah, but just from sitting, Brian. Just from sitting for 4 months, I don't think so.
Well, and when does a car break?
What do you mean, when did it break?
That's my question. When does the car break? I don't know.
Things
so
happen.
Is it a starter? I'm not saying. It could be corrosion in a battery cable. Could be. There's
That's
so many things.
I'm thinking.
Well, it's a possibility, but it's not
well,
the hybrid battery
the cables
causing it.
And I clean them. I check okay. the cables and I clean them.
This is the thing
so
about it.
I'm thinking it could be at the starter cable that goes into the starter. Where,
it could. So this is when it becomes very imperative to know how to test the vehicle and determine what's actually wrong, because there's something wrong. So, and it, but it's not the hybrid battery causing it not to start. I can tell you that. So there's something wrong with the start system. Either it's the battery, there's cable corrosion, there's a problem with the cable, something went wrong with the contacts in the starter. By sitting, when you say, could it go bad? Sure it could. The corrosion in the starter contacts already, and it got worse by sitting, and now it just clicks and starts and won't start. So I don't know. I'm not saying that's what it is. What I'm saying is we've got to go through the test, figure out what is actually wrong with it, and only replace the bad component versus throwing components at the car.
It tried to start a couple of times, and then after that, all you hear is a click. Mm-hmm. And then you go back, and it tries to start again, and then all you hear is a click. Now all it ever does is click. You never hear it trying to start anymore.
Yeah, I think your starter battery's probably junk. But I would, the best way to do that is if you don't want to take the car somewhere and have them test it because you can't get it started, you don't want to tow it somewhere, then what I would do is take the battery out and take it someplace and have it tested and charged. Like,
well, it was working on the car that I took it off of.
The battery was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then it's probably not that battery. Then there's something
Good
else going
idea.
On with the car. There's something going on with the car. You're going to have to get it somewhere and get it tested properly and find out what's actually wrong with it.
Many thanks, Brian.
You got it, buddy. You have yourself a Bye-bye. Wonderful, safe weekend. Take care now.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So, yeah, there's something wrong.
Yes.
My favorite thing is, well, it was fine before, and then I'm like, well, car's not broke until it's broken. I don't know.
Well, remember,
I mean, something's going to break.
Just
my window. Prime example. Window on my truck. I put it down to do something.
It
wouldn't
go back
up. Well, the window motor broke.
Well, that's the thing.
It just quit. Well, it quits when it quits. I don't know. How do I know when it's going to break?
It could have been that time that you left it off for 4 months. That it, you know, no different than the starter.
Well, that's what
the
I'm saying. Cars just break. Sometimes there's no indication it's going to break. Like you're driving down the road and, I don't know, the water pump. When did it start to leak? When it broke.
And thank God it did it when I wasn't running down the road.
I know, but you got my point, right? I mean, when does a car break? Well, there's
when it wants to.
Sometimes there's indications it's going to break. Some people just ignore the indications. Other times, it just breaks. I don't know.
Right.
A window motor is a prime example. And usually at the most inopportune time, mine broke when it was 100 degrees outside and I couldn't put the window up and therefore the AC didn't work. And remember,
raining.
I was complaining. I told you, I'm like, this is terrible. And I ended up putting a window motor in it, which, of course, because the age of my truck, I had to special order. It took 3 days to get. Don't laugh. Remember, I was driving that other car.
At least I'm not the only one in this boat.
I was driving the other car that I had. I don't have it anymore. I sold it. But it was luckily I had another car. So why my window was all apart. Correct?
Yes.
Correct. Absolutely. So good stuff. As always. All right, let's grab Frank in Chula Vista real quick. You there, Frank?
Hey guys, how you doing? It's Frank down here with that big truck.
What's happening, Frank?
Well, I am so bored today. I went ahead and bought some of that ceramic stuff, and I'm putting it on my wife's car.
Oh, cool. So yeah. she's got you working on her car then, cleaning it all up, huh?
Yeah, I got to keep her nice, you know, I got to keep her around. After 40 years, she'll start looking for somebody else, you know.
Yeah,
right.
you never know, right.
Turn you in for a new model.
You don't want to be traded in for another model, that's for sure. I agree with you.
Yeah, and I can't believe how this stuff shines. Gee, many Christmas, this is something else. I'm doing it as we speak.
Nice.
If it works that good, I'm going to put it on my truck.
Right.
And when this thing slows down with that COVID thing, I want to bring it in and show it off to you guys and let you find out why my front end is making a big click when I turn.
Absolutely. We'll be happy to help you out with that, for sure.
I know you've said that before. I've just been too lazy to go out and get in public, you know?
Yeah, and this COVID stuff has kind of caused a lot of lifestyle changes here and there, huh?
That's what I was noticing the other day. You know, all these people where you can pull up in front of places and get curbside brought out to you. I'm thinking, I'm thinking people are starting to enjoy this.
Exactly.
Well,
I mean, even Rubio's. Go ahead.
What'd you say?
I was just going to say I have taken advantage of that that curbside thing because the Padres kept getting those home runs and stop in at Jack in the Box, get that big whatever the ham sandwich is.
Right, right.
It was a great game last night too.
That's the thing. Actually, they're doing amazing, aren't they?
They're going against the Dodgers. I don't know. It seems.
Well. Yeah. We'll see.
Yeah, but they're doing so good, and we're not even allowed to be there to watch it all.
Isn't that exactly the same? Yeah.
Power for the course.
Yeah. I know.
All good.
Well, fellas, I want to touch base with you and wish you guys a good weekend.
You too, Frank.
Thank you.
And get Mama's car all shined up there, all right?
Yeah. And it's a pleasure listening to you guys in the morning. Give me something to listen to.
Perfect.
Other than this bad news all the time.
No kidding. Well, thanks for joining us. We do appreciate it, and always good to see you and hear from you. So you take care and stay safe.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye, guys.
Bye, Frank.
Bye.
See ya. So good to hear from Frank. He's doing well down there in Chula Vista.
Well, you know.
So I did want to say one thing that came to my mind, and Bill just texted me. We weren't Bill's listening, and he's like, he took a hybrid start battery out of one vehicle and put it in another, and they are pretty specific. This is a hybrid, not Frank. I'm talking about Al. It's a Mercury Mariner hybrid is what he said, because he has a Mercury SUV hybrid. It's gotta be a Mariner is what it is. The little, you know, like the Ford Escape, but it's a Mariner.
Okay.
And he said the battery, remember when he said it was worked fine in the car I took it out of the battery?
Yeah. Yeah.
So if that's a proper battery for that Mariner for the start battery. So that could be another problem, Al. Just heads up. I've taken parts from one car to another. Sometimes they don't, especially with hybrids, because their starter batteries have to be a specific battery for the model.
Well, that's just, you'd have to start from ground zero at that point, because he has changed things around and he still has the same problem. So
I know.
Basically.
And Al, sometimes you make it worse when you do that. So.
Yes.
So it makes it harder to get parts like from one car to another car and stuff. So, you know what? And I appreciate Al, and I appreciate his thoughts. And you know, Al is old school. So, you know, you could, back in the day, you know, in the 60s and 70s, you could take a battery from one car and put it in another car. You could do all kinds of things. Didn't really matter. But there's a lot of specifics on hybrid starter batteries. So if you got something that's not right, it may not work properly.
True.
Right? So just another thought. And Bill, thanks for the text. He shot me a text. Bill thought it was a Prius, but it same idea. You can't always take things from one vehicle.
Well, yeah, because the Prius is just a hybrid too. I mean,
they are hybrids. You're right. So all good. You just can't do it all the time. So
no.
And it won't work. And you actually could damage the car.
Yes, because the electronics on them are very sensitive compared to what they used to be.
Very sensitive. So anyway, we were talking about rats and mice and things like that and getting them taken care of. So the best way to do it is correct that we discussed, a pure extract peppermint oil, the little cans. I see you can't buy them from there right now, but make your own if you wanted to. You could figure it out. I've seen people make them out of little skull cans. You know what I'm saying? You could get those plastic cans. You could
poke a
bunch of holes in the top of it.
Or just drill a couple holes in it.
Exactly. Put the cotton balls, soak them in peppermint, put them inside, put a magnet on it. No, you could just buy them and dump the chew out. You don't really have to take
them. That's wasteful.
That's wasteful. You're going to have to chew six cans. That's terrible. Anyway, all good. The point is you can find some type of can to make these with yourself. Just takes a little bit of try, and you can glue magnets on things. Super glue works amazing. Gorilla glue, you know.
Good point.
Yeah, so that's a good way to go, and just glue them together and all that.
Put some cotton balls in there, and then put the extract on it and glue the thing back together. Technically, if you put the cotton balls in there,
you can just snap on and off those. So if you were to make them out of those type of cans, you just cut louvers in the lid. Put the cotton balls, soak them in pure extract peppermint, put them in there, glue a magnet to the back of it, and you could just stick them anywhere, and they work just the same.
Even if you glued the
Even if you glued the lid on, you could still go back there and just squeeze the peppermint oil in there.
But you don't have to glue the lid on because they snap on. So, I mean, just snap on and off. So, it's all good. All good in the hood. So just make it right. And all good in the rat's hood. When you put that stuff in there, they run away and they won't be in your hood no more. And two types
little
of hood.
Bandits in the
your
night.
Your hood and your hood for your car. So anyway, it all goes. It's an automotive acronym. Hood, right? You have a hood on every car.
Good point.
You're not liking me this morning, are you?
I just don't like rats, man. I just don't.
Oh, not on my car. I don't.
No, because it's nasty. Especially when you pop the hood, you gotta clean it out of there.
This is an animal that walks through its feces all the time.
They don't bother me if they just stay out there in their own little thing, man.
In the woods?
Yeah, I'd be good.
Or in your avocado tree?
No,
because the rats in your avocado tree are very fat and shiny because they have good coat.
My dogs got rid of all them, but I'm good with it.
All right. No, you're going to get in trouble. You're talking about dogs chasing the rats. That's people going to get sensitive.
Hey, wait. The hawk's going to chase it. It's okay. The dog can chase it.
Very true. That's true.
It's just the nature of the beast.
Nature of the beast. All right, folks. We appreciate you joining us here on Auto Talks Radio this morning and appreciate everybody calling in and staying tuned with us. We are happy to say, like I said, that we're now on The Answer San Diego, which you know, and also K-Praise, which gives you four station options, two FMs, two AMs. And also, you can find us podcasted almost everywhere you can find a podcast. Just type in Auto Talk Radio, The Answer San Diego, and there we'll be. So check us out at westautomotivegroup.com. Anything else to say, Kevin?
Have a great weekend.
Everybody have an amazing weekend. Keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up, as we do say. Until then, this has been Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego.
For answers to all your automotive questions, tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com. And click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.
This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.